Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? This is the Will Johnson Show. Yes, he is coming on momentarily.
I'm here.
You're here.
I'm here. Hey, thank you for joining us. Actually, I didn't realize that we were live. My earpiece was like, I'm not hearing anything. So Shannon, being the great producer that she is, she's trying to cover for me. But I'm truthful. I just let the cat out the bag.
I give him a dirty look first. I'm like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. Please, however you're listening to this right now, share this. Or whenever you are listening to this, share this. Because we're going to talk about topics tonight that some on the left, or many, if not all, that they refuse to talk about themselves, and they don't want us to even talk about it. What are we talking about, Shannon?
We are talking about, number one, we have a Michigan rep that was actually calling for or warned Trumpers.
Violence.
About violence from.
They didn't
the
warn Trumpers. They're saying they're going to be violent against Trump supporters. I mean, they've always been violent against Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. They're just at the point now to where, like, we're going to pick it up again where we left off. And they're saying, hey, you Trump supporters, you better get in line. And if you don't get in line, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be attacked like you have been in the past, except for this time, they're not playing around with us.
Yep. And then we're going to talk about YouTube coming out saying that they are going to eliminate any talk about widespread election fraud. We're going to talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about what is happening with the election lawsuit towards the end of the show. So, hey, listen, if you want to call in and talk to Will, you can call him at 516-595-8069. And remember to push 1 to come on the air with us. Okay, Will. So let's get started.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I like it when people disagree with me and call me. If you're brave enough to do so, please call the number. Do we need to say the number again? 516-595-8069. But before we go on to what we're going to talk about, the main topic, the main meat of today's broadcast, look, pick up your mobile device and text this number or type this number in, 88202, and put in my name, W-I-L-L, and send a text, okay? Send a text, 88202, and type in my name, and you will get a lot of information that you need to know about from the American Truth Project. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm telling you. I mean, you have nothing to lose, and it's free. Check it out. Okay? But if you're out there listening right now and you disagree, we had one gentleman called in before, and he disagreed. It was a civil conversation. We agreed to disagree. I'm still sticking to what I believe. He was completely wrong, of course. I mean, naturally. He was wrong. But you know what? Kudos to him for at least calling in to have the conversation.
Yep. All right.
So we're going to get into the violence, because the main part of this, part of it, is the violence against Trump supporters and conservatives. You know what, Shannon? One of the biggest things that get me is that right after the 2020 election, what did we hear about from some businesses, even in the Texas, Austin, Texas? A local business there said that if they find out that a person is trying to get a job at their establishment and they find out that you are on Parler or a conservative outlet, that they are not going to hire you for that job. Is that not discrimination? Is that not a form of attack against the American people? I say it is.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. There's widespread discrimination against conservatives. And we're talking about, you know, in the workplace, we're talking about across social media, these platforms, you know, they're not censoring us. They're actually discriminating against us. They're discriminating against an ideology that they don't believe in. Just like some people, you know, they're not Jews. They discriminate against Jews because they don't believe in them. It's not proper. It's not right. It's not really what America is about.
100%. And you know what? The left, they're okay with discriminating against people who do not go along with their ideology, who do not go along with their sinister ways.
Right. And let's be honest. Let's look at what's happening right now. So we have this Michigan House, the Michigan House Republican takes Democrat after warning to Trumpers, saying that she kind of, I guess her name, what was her name? Okay, her name was Democrat Representative Cynthia Johnson, right? She's a Detroit lawmaker. She's a part of this Democrat House Oversight Committee panel. And
sounds like just an anti-American person to me.
Right, right.
I mean, I'm even more so questioning about any Democrats' roles in America, because these people do not care for America.
No,
well, continue. Go ahead.
Apparently she got triggered by Giuliani's, what she calls, unproven claims of election fraud.
Oh, you mean the one with all the videos that's been out there that everyone's been looking at?
Yeah.
You mean the one with all of the information, the 400-plus affidavits? I mean, seriously, people can go to jail for lying and they're putting all this information, but they say, oh, there's nothing there, nothing to see here.
Yeah, I mean,
the left, they're basically saying, we got what we want, so you need to move on. Don't look at anything else. We don't care. They even said during the election that nothing was off the table. Remember that? Nothing was off the table. So there it is. Cheating was not off the table for them.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen hearings all day long. I mean, you and I have watched them. We've seen them in Arizona. We've seen them in Pennsylvania. We've seen them in Wisconsin. We've seen them in Georgia now. One witness after another talking about the discrepancies, how the chain of command or chain of custody was broken with election ballots, how Republicans, we're talking about discrimination, you know, they discriminate against Republicans, ask them to leave rooms.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they would say, hey, we're stopping counting. And then out comes these suitcases of votes. I mean.
And didn't they even have one part of that video they were showing the lady running the ballots through the machine multiple times.
Right. So this,
seriously.
Right. So this.
During the time they told everyone to go home. But then, and what's really amazing about all that is that was the time period where Biden votes skyrocketed when nobody was there counting, but they were counting. But all of a sudden, his ballot, his votes skyrocketed.
Right. So this Democrat representative.
Hi, everybody. Annie Cyrus here. I do apologize. It seems like we had a technical difficulty where our host's call dropped. I did not want to go completely silent on air, but we are trying to bring them back. So don't go anywhere. We are still here, and we are trying to get them back. Okay, I just got confirmation they will be back, and I do apologize. I don't really have much to say, except that I was actually enjoying the discussion between Shannon and Will Johnson as they were. Yeah, of course, I see the chat room. Yes, we did lose the call, but we are still on air, and they will be back shortly. In meantime, I will repeat the number just in case if you want to call in. If you have questions, make sure to press 1 after you dial this number. 516-595-8069 is the number. So all you need to do is dial 516-595-8069. If you want to listen in, if you have a question or you want to come on air and talk to Will and Shannon, then you have to press 1, and then I'll see your number on the waiting list, and I can screen your call and send you on when they're ready. I do see I do need you to wait for me in order to screen your call after we have Will and Shannon back on, which seems to be still not here. So I'm going to try one more time. There we go. I think they are back.
Hey, yes,
we
are
back.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there.
You know, I think we were getting too deep for them.
Well,
cut the connection. Thank
okay,
you,
guys.
Thank you, Annie.
Of course, I'll let you take back.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's, you know what? I don't know where we left off at, but we're going to pick up from here. So we were just talking about how a representative, Cynthia Johnson from Detroit, kind of went off on or warned Trump supporters in her
she
area.
She went off on a tantrum.
Yeah, she went off on a tantrum. She did a 3-minute video on her Facebook page where she responded to those making threats and told her supporters to do things right and in order. She told Trump supporters to be careful and walk lightly. She said, "We ain't playing with you." That's what she said. She said,
well, you know what? We actually have a 30-second audio clip from her where she's saying what she's saying so people can hear it verbatim.
Oh, let's
listen to it from the
– so this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough is enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
Wow. You know, the first time I heard that, I was thinking to myself, I said, you know what, this is completely, can you imagine if she was, look, Let's role play here. Let's just change it up here. Let's just say that she's a white woman that's a Republican talking about Democrats. What would the left be saying right now? Oh, my goodness, white supremacists are talking about attacking black people.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. And just to follow up on what happened after this video aired, she was removed from the committee in Chicago. One Michigan Republican Party chairwoman, her name was Laura Cox, said that she was disturbed by Johnson's Facebook video. She said, "It is irreprehensible that an elected official would call on her soldiers to make the supporters of an opposing party pay, and clearly such a statement could incite people to violence," Cox said. "It was distressing to know that Rep. Johnson received threats after last week's hearing. However, by issuing threats of violence on her own against supporters of President Trump, she has sunk to the same level as unhinged individuals who threaten her." It is disgusting. You know what? It's unfortunate, but this is where America is. Now, Representative Johnson, she came out and said she tried to clarify her words.
Okay, go ahead. What did she say there? And then we're going to play it one more time. We're going to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about her little talking points. But what did she say?
She said, well, let me find it. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. I just lost it. She said that when she was calling on her soldiers, she was talking about her soldiers in Christ.
Her soldiers in Christ. Okay, so let's listen to that part where she's talking about calling her soldiers.
You know how to do it. Do it right. Make them pay.
So that's what she's talking about, the soldiers. Let me go back to
her Christian
so you can
soldiers
see.
To make them pay. That's
yeah,
the
listen.
Enough.
Listen,
it's
here it
enough.
Comes. Here it comes, right here.
And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
So they want to make them pay, right? So they're going to make us pay. So this is – now, their soldiers is Antifa and BLM and all of these anti-socialist – anti-American socialist communist Democrats out there, what they did to Portland, what they did to Seattle, what they did to police officers in L.A., police officers in New York and Atlanta. This is what she's talking about,
of course,
burning down cities.
Of course it is. Of course it is. So listen, we have a caller on the phone. Martin, what you got for us today?
How you doing, Martin?
Hi, Will. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm calling from California, a blue state. I am a Trump organizer, organized in 2016, and kind of stayed quiet during the last one. I did my part, but during the first one, my house was bombed with human feces and chemicals.
Wow.
Here's my comment.
So when you hear people like this woman here making these claims about attacking Trump supporters, that hits home for you then.
Oh, big time. But here's my comment. I hear a lot of talk about how we're going into a civil war. And I think that's exactly what the Democrats have and want us to believe, when in fact, we're in a revolutionary war, which lasted twice as long as the Civil War. And it was against the political elite, not against Americans against Americans. And that's what has to happen. We need to switch this whole thing around and talk about going after King George. We need to talk about turning to a position where, you know, our colonists broke away from exactly what these Democrats are putting us into. And that's
right.
My comment.
You know, I agree with you. Let me just interject if I can. I agree with you. We are in a revolutionary war, and it is the elitists, these globalists, all of them that's trying to take down a country, along with even external entities.
How are you breaking up?
It's like the Civil War as far as the Democrats, they're complicit. They're all working with these elitists to destroy this country.
Yes. Yes. And it has to do with the fact that I have one particular client who's a Democrat who all she does, she still reads the newspaper, by the way, Democrat newspapers in California. And I said, you know what? We're not living in the 20th century. This is the 21st century. You have everything in the palm of your hands and in your laptop. I mean, you need to expand your horizon. And the issue is that they aren't. They're getting all their news that's biased. And I don't think a lot of them are intelligent enough to understand that. You know, when you can ask your phone a question and get an immediate response, and they're not doing it because they're being plagued by a media that's suppressing, you know, very important information. I mean, these people don't even realize that there's fraud going on. You know, they're brainwashed into believing that no such thing is being or is happening. So
right, well,
anyway,
that's actually the situation that they created. They created this whole, you know, they're getting brainwashed in schools now. They're getting brainwashed on social media. They're getting brainwashed when they watch the news. And when you hear the same message over and over and over consistently across all these platforms, you tend to believe that that's the truth. Right? And because they've censored any other thought outside of that box, a lot of these people just aren't hearing or seeing the message. So the people that are inside the box are screaming, right? Like, we're in this box going, please, you have to listen to us. You have to hear us. And they're just not getting the message. Right. You would think that at some point they would get some kind of information where they might start doing their own research, but they're just not.
Let me make another point. I think the word Democrat is skewed a bit because the majority. The majority of people don't follow politics. They bring their view of the political world from grade school and high school, even college, where the majority rules. And the democratic philosophy is majority rules. So that's what they see as their reality. But national politics isn't that way. We have an electoral college that they don't get. They don't understand. They don't understand why it's even important.
They don't.
So the difference
between
democratic, the concept of democratic is a philosophical concept, but a Democrat is a person. It is,
yes.
And I see it all the time where, you know, we see these people that, I'll restate what I said, they're getting their worldview of politics from high school, grade school, and college. They don't go beyond that, where they elect a president from the college, you know, into office by majority rules.
Right.
But they don't see the
right.
bigger picture.
Yeah, yeah. And just to enlighten everybody, it's not the Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party, two different things.
Exactly.
It
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
There's not a whole
exactly.
lot Democratic
and
about that Democrat Party.
I've even had men in my Bible class say to me, well, you know, no, it's the Democratic Party. And that's actually in their headquarters. It says the Democratic, whatever, headquarters.
Well, of
so
course, because they want them to
people,
think that they speak for the majority
subtly.
Of people, and they don't.
Yeah, it's a subtle, how do you say that, mind brainwashing that
mind control,
it should
absolutely.
Be the Democratic. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah. All right. Great points, Martin. Thanks for calling in and talking to us today.
Thank you so much for allowing me a platform. Have a good day.
Yeah, and have a Merry Christmas too.
Awesome, awesome. All right, I think I was having some audio issues there, and I think I've got those resolved. Hopefully, Annie can let us know if the audio is coming through okay for me now. Maybe I'm just getting a little too excited here.
Well,
maybe I'm just going off, and it's just like, calm down, Will. Calm down.
I do say that often.
You know, I mean, I don't think we have time to be calm for what the left is trying to do to our country. We're in the direction of Venezuela. I mean, this is the exact same thing that
Absolutely.
Took place during Venezuela.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
that
it's the exact same thing. And you know what? The Democrats know this. Mm-hmm. CNN did a report years ago showing the exact same thing, but they're not talking about it now. They're all acting like, this is normal, everybody. Don't say anything about what happened. Just accept it because we're telling you who won. Regardless of people of these states going against the U.S. Constitution, we don't care about that. We just want what we want. Come get you, and we're going to be violent towards you like we have in the past. That's why so many people are talking about the Second Civil War, going into the Civil War. That's why people are talking about that, because the country is divided.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, they want to keep us divided.
Right. You know,
divide
we are, right.
and conquer.
Yeah, we are divided. But the source of our division is our government.
Yes.
You have people in power on the Democrat part of the government that are working very
yep.
hard, tirelessly, endlessly, with their connections through social media. And by the way, big tech companies with big money, you know, they talk about they hate capitalism, but they absolutely thrive on the capitalism here in America, attacking the people and dividing us. And the sad thing is a lot of people falling for it. A lot of people are falling for the nonsense happening in America. And it's really disgusting that they've taken away the voice of half of Americans, if not over half the Americans. It's really scary, people. And my thing is when people sit there and they go, oh, well, you know, Republicans or conservatives, they deserve to be censored because, you know, this, that, or the other. But here's the thing. You're next, Democrats.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
they could control us, if they could keep us quiet, the ones that are fighting the loudest and hardest for our freedoms, if they could keep us quiet, you're next.
Oh, and you know what? They don't even recognize that they're next. They're not even paying attention. All they're saying is that that's what you Trumpers get. That's what you deserve. You should be shut down. And you know what? The tech companies, they're not even following along with the agreement that they agreed to.
Uh-uh.
Section 230. Section 230 means that we as American people, as citizens, can go on these platforms and say whatever it is we want to say. If it's factual information, if it's false information, if it's misleading, if it's disinformation, if it's truthful, if it's not. We should be able to say whatever we want. That's what the Section 230 is all about. And these tech companies will not censor or stop you from sharing or whatever it is. It is up to the individual if they want to believe anything that's coming out. But see, they saw President Trump winning again. They turned the dial to make sure that factual information would not be released. And another thing, there's external countries of the United States of America that is infiltrating the American system through big tech. They're using big tech to persuade people to believe a certain way, to think a certain thing. And you know what? What is the sound before something just goes off? You know, the tick-tock, tick-tock,
a bomb.
Tick-tock, boom, right?
Right. Well, right? Along with that.
Speaking about tick-tock. TikTok.
That's right. On Epic Times, they have an article about Facebook fact checker funded by who?
China.
Chinese money.
China.
To
TikTok.
TikTok.
China.
Yep. It says one such fact checker, Lead Stories, that's the name of the company, I guess, is partly paid through a partnership with TikTok, a social media platform run by a Chinese company that owes its allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party.
China.
TikTok is currently being probed by the U.S. officials as a national security threat. And Facebook is in bed with them. I mean, come on, we already know this, people.
Yeah, you know what? President Trump, there was a reason why President Trump was trying to get TikTok removed from the American economy, and it's because of
China.
President Trump's been sounding the alarm on it, but millions of people don't want to leave TikTok because they love how they've been drawn in, and that's all by design. People are slowly being manipulated at a micro level, and they don't even realize it, and it's primarily all coming from
China.
Seriously.
Yeah. I know. It's just disgusting.
It is 100% disgusting. And Facebook... And you know what? During the hearings, it made me think about it. During the hearings when Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey was there the last time, and they were questioning about Mark Zuckerberg and even Jack Dorsey about getting China or how Facebook is wanting to get inside of the China market.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it all comes down to. These people are money-grubbing. I mean, seriously, it's all about the money.
Right. Well, what happens in China that looks like we're headed this way is headed this way, and that is what social codes, right? People are going to be labeled or deemed.
Oh, you're talking about the social school. For those of you that are listening and not aware, in China they've been doing this against their people for a while. You have what is called a social score,
kind of like a credit score.
Yeah, and it's based on your actions on the internet, what you said on the internet, what you've done on the internet, and they create a score based on that information. And if your social score is not up to par, you can't get on a city bus, you can't get on an airplane, and they even gone so far, you can't even get a job.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, and Facebook has admittedly started working with China to come up with certain ways to improve Facebook. And it looks like some of these social codes are actually being implemented into the social media website. And, you know, another thing that's real disturbing, Will, is yesterday we had where YouTube announced that there will be no more talk of widespread election fraud on their platform.
So
right?
What happened to Section 230? Just gone out the window.
Yeah.
That's about. The Section 230 is that people can talk about whatever it is they want to talk about, and these tech companies will not censor them, will not remove them. It is the virtual square, and they've literally squashed it.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is perfect timing, right? If you think about it, what YouTube did here, just before December 14th, where the electorals come together and they make their final votes, right, for who won the presidency, and the reason why they're doing this is because they don't want people to be aware of all of the information that's coming out of the Texas and all of these other states that have these lawsuits against these other states that did not follow the U.S. Constitution.
Right. You know, do you think that, you know, YouTube coming out and doing this, do you think that maybe they're getting some pressure from of the other platforms. Because,
no, no, no.
Honest,
you know what they're, getting pressure from? You know where they're getting pressure from?
China.
I'm telling you, I called it out before. When the election was taking place, I was making a statement that if you look at your ballot and somewhere on the ballot, and I was just making an open statement here, right, because it's freedom of speech. This is my opinion about all of it. Just look on your ballot. Just look it over and get a magnifying glass out and look at the very fine print and see if it was made in
China.
And I said that multiple times, and come to find out, there's been reports where some of these ballots actually did come out of
China.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, so,
yeah. I think YouTube's gotten the pressure from Facebook, and, you know, because we found out in that one hearing that they all kind of collaborate with each other, and YouTube's been...
They collude.
While YouTube has demonetized or, you know, a lot of us, they haven't completely... deplatformed us, and it's that there have, don't get me wrong, there have been many, many, many deplatformed on YouTube, but not the widespread that other social media platforms have done. So I think they're getting some pressure about this widespread election fraud. But we have a caller.
It's all coming down to this moment where the Electoral College is going to do it, and they're doubling down. They're doubling down more than ever.
Yeah.
So we have a caller?
Yes, we do. Deb from Indiana. What you got for us, Deb?
Hello, Deb.
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to touch on a little bit of what the last caller was talking about and the information that you get in online. And you don't always get the same information that the next person gets, because of the different algorithms that they put out there. And when you were talking with the Jays last night and Chad, same thing, and you were trying to get it across to Jamal, I think. I could sit here with my son, and he could sit right next to me, and he is totally opposite than I am in thinking. And we could try to find this, ask the same question in our search engine and get totally different information. So people do not get the same stuff. So the people are blinded intentionally.
Deb, I have to tell you, what was that movie? What was that movie you had?
There's actually a movie, and I'm not endorsing the movie, but I think it's highly recommended that everyone watch this movie, and I'm surprised it's on Netflix. And it's called The Social Dilemma.
And Deb, you would find this actually very interesting because it talks about exactly what you just said.
Have you seen the movie, Deb?
I have not, and I heard you talking about that last night.
It's so funny because you talked exactly about what they talk about on this movie, and they bring people on and listen. Your son, exactly. The AI is based on what his normal search is, so he could search for, you know, put in the same thing, and it's going to give him a total different outcome from his search than what you're going to get because it memorizes his history. It knows its like. It's almost like an intelligence, to be honest.
They've given power
to the it will confirm everything that he has and will not bring up anything that I'm trying to teach him. It will bring up every thought that he has. And it's like, I'm trying to tell you, hon, I'm trying to tell you that is not true.
Yep.
But look, it's right here. And it's like, no, look at what I'm showing you here.
It's interesting because it's
showing him what he wants to say.
Right. And to validate his feelings, his thoughts, his whatever. There was a doctor on there, and she says, listen, in order to keep myself informed, I purposely listen or follow other people that do not have the same ideas and thoughts as me so I can stay basically a well-rounded individual. I know both sides of the equation. But most people don't do that. Most people don't know to do that. And it is scary because I get frustrated equally when people sit there and they say, well, you know, everybody should.
Well, people, just like when you said you were watching last night, when you said Jamal said that, you know, all of these people are getting the information, they're not.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not. And you just clearly said it. I mean, you're your son, can be in the same house, can be on the same internet, and he's getting fed something completely different based on the algorithms that they put in place and what they want him to realize. You know what? It's like you've seen that movie. Mm-hmm. As soon as you watch the movie, you can say, "Oh my goodness, this is my story."
Yep. They're leading them blindly into darkness, and it's a shame. It's like Satan has put scales over their eyes and leads them blindly into deeper and deeper into the darkness, and it's so sad to watch the people go that way, because in one way they're willingly going, and in another way they're not, because they don't necessarily realize it. You know,
right.
I mean, like,
which is
they're
actually
not listening to the people they should be, but in
exactly.
one way, but that in the other way that they're, even if they try to get out of it because of the, what they're being fed, they're not being able to learn any differently.
And they become addicted to the information that's being fed to them, and all the information that's being fed to them. They're led to believe that they're correct in their thinking.
Right. I mean, just like
it's wrong.
Right. I brought up the point of a Bible. I mean, he could go to church, be a Christian, and listen to a preacher talk all day long, but he could be misleading you. If you never open up that Bible and find out the truth for yourself, you're really never going to know the whole truth.
Yep.
Right.
And that's what we're saying.
It's
kind of
like what you're
today.
Saying, Dave.
Yeah.
You're kind of blindly, you know. But anyways, thanks for the call. Great call. Anybody else want to call in? Thank you, ma'am. Have a good one. The number is 516. The number is 516-595-8069. And please press 1 to come on the air with Will.
Also, to get notifications, to get other information, send a text to 88202 and put my name in. That's simple.
It is. It's that simple. So, Will, you know, we had this past week, Texas, along with several other, some other states.
I think it's
like,
up to 22 states now.
Had joined a lawsuit, an election lawsuit against Pennsylvania and some other states. I think it was Georgia, Pennsylvania.
That pretty much went against the U.S. Constitution right before this election. And Texas, rightfully so, and other states filed a lawsuit against these states for not following the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
Now, you know the Democrats are not going to let that slide. They're going to do everything they can because the Democrats want to do away with the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. They do. So today was the big day. Like, today was the response. Pennsylvania and these states were supposed to respond to this lawsuit. But before that happened, some other things happened. There's some states that urged the Supreme Court to reject the Texas Supreme Court lawsuit to overturn the election.
Basically, reject the U.S. Constitution, people.
Right, right. So basically, there was other states. Let me see. It says, am I in the right article here?
I mean, these states for these states to want to fight Texas and all these other states. To tell these other states to follow the U.S. Constitution, that should be disturbing to everybody. No one in their right mind that loves this country and realize that the U.S. Constitution is for the American people. And then you have these liberal states that are fighting them. I mean, come on. We are in a Revolutionary War. We are in the Second Civil War, my opinion. And it's just not, you don't, thankfully so, just not people out. You can still go to the store. There's not people, bullets flying around, people shooting at each other. Not like you would think in the actual Civil War, like the first Civil War.
Right. So Pennsylvania, before I talk about Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro's response, the attorney generals of Wisconsin, Georgia, and Michigan had similar court filings, but there was other blue states. Attorney generals came together. I think it was what? How many blue states was it? It was several. It was almost like.
You know, I think it was 22 blue states or 23 blue states as well. It was something like that. It was a high number, I thought it was.
Yeah.
But the point is that these blue states are going against the U.S. Constitution.
I'm so
They're
sorry,
fighting
I'm
not... against the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
That's
oh,
the whole point.
Okay, here it is. I am so sorry. I was on the wrong article. Yeah, it says 22 states and territories filed brief in opposition to Texas Supreme Court lawsuit. It says the District of Columbia filed a legal brief on behalf of 22 blue states and territories on December 10th, that's today, opposing a lawsuit request filed by the Supreme Court state of Texas, which challenges the election results in four battleground states. The group represents all but one Democrat attorney general, not counting the four defendants for Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. In this brief, they said the people have chosen, but Texas, supported by 17 other states, asked the court to overturn that choice. They said Amici State urges the court to reject Texas' last-minute attempt to throw out the results of the election decided by the people and securely, this is they claim, and securely overseen and certified by its sister states. Now, we know that it was not secure. If anything that these hearings have proven is there was absolutely, without a doubt, a broken chain of custody for election ballot.
It's all by design.
Right. So it's just crazy. But you know what? This is crazy.
Is it crazy?
Just shows how divided America is. Now you've got the GOP state, you know, in general, fighting against the Democrat state.
Hey, this is crazy. Come on, wait a minute now. During the first Civil War, it was the Democrats fighting against Republicans. The Democrats wanted to keep slavery. The Republicans wanted to end slavery. So during that time, the Democrats and the Republican states were fighting amongst each other. That's the exact same thing that we're seeing now. It is getting heated up. These people do not care. They're willing to give the keys to the kingdom to
China,
and they do not care. They're willing. China. It's like China just come on in, take it all. We'll give it to you as long as we can get rid of President Trump. And they're going after these conservatives, us as Trumpsters, to remove us.
Yep. Before we get to a caller, I just want to say Pennsylvania's response. They said that Texas seeks to invalidate elections in four states for yielding results with which it disagrees. They're basically saying that the only reason why they're doing this lawsuit is because they disagree.
We agree with the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania and these other leftist
Democrats
do not like the Constitution. They've already said it multiple times that they want to rip up the U.S. Constitution.
Well,
they want to do away with it. They say it's an out-of-date document. This is their words, and they're trying to make it come to light.
Well, we're saying that every vote does count. Isn't that what they were saying before
the
election?
Every legal vote counts.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, not every legal vote counts. But it says it requests that the court to exercise its original jurisdiction and then anoint Texas' preferred candidate for president is legally indefensible and is an affront to principles of constitutional democracy. How wrong do they have it? That's what Pennsylvania responded to Trump's.
So we have a caller?
Yes, we do. We have Mike from Minnesota. Mike, what you got for us?
Yes, thanks, guys, for taking my call. And how are y'all doing this evening?
Good. Thanks for the call,
Great.
Mike.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I think as conservatives, you need to realize that this whole thing, let's say that the case in the Supreme Court doesn't work, which most likely it'll probably fail. Assuming that happens, the country is basically done as we know it. Because from everything I'm hearing in Georgia, the Republicans in Georgia are not going to come out and vote January 5th. And so the Democrats are going to win both those Senate seats. And they're going to have the Senate. Obviously, they got the House. They're going to have the White House. And we already know what their agenda is going to be. And so at this point, we need to start to look at things differently. Like, you know, the whole principle of surviving, you know, and adapting to a changing climate. And I think that's the mentality we have to have. I think conservatives need to learn to just get off Twitter, YouTube, Google, all these platforms, and go to platforms like Parler, Rumble, and try to see if we can create our own space. Because the mainstream main idea is over. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because the first thing you said that you think that it's probably going to fail in the Supreme Court. Why do you think it's going to fail there?
Because I can see the way they're going to dismiss it by saying, why didn't you bring this suit prior to the election? Because that's the same argument that was made in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to, I believe, Sean Parnell, who made a similar lawsuit saying Act 77 was unconstitutional. And they said to him the same thing, what I think they're going to say in the Supreme Court, which is you should have brought the suit before, because that law was put in place back in October of 2019.
Okay, why do you think Georgians are not going to go out and vote November 5th? I'm sorry, January 5th.
Yeah, because I've been following things really closely. John Fredericks, who's connected to Steve Bannon, has, you know, they've been really tied into what's going on locally in Georgia, and the people there are livid. They're upset with the governor and the lieutenant governor and the secretary of state, who they view as essentially caving in and being complicit in this whole election fraud situation. And their refusal to hold a special session.
But they're not the ones on the ballot to be voted for.
Well, I have to say.
Is there a push to tell Republicans not to vote?
Yeah, no. So you have to understand, in Georgia, initially there was huge momentum, and people were like, "We're going to come out January 5th. We're going to get revenge. We're not going to let the Democrats take the Senate." And what we witnessed over the last 2 to 3 weeks was the Republican leadership in Georgia, despite the obvious fraud that we all know, and including the recent video that came out that literally caught them red-handed, their refusal to do anything. In fact, the Secretary of State going out of his way to literally defend Dominion, claiming that they didn't need to investigate their software because they didn't want to expose the proprietary software to the market, literally pissed everybody off. And the lieutenant governor going on CNN, dismissing all these claims Republicans have said about election fraud, claiming it's not real, claiming it's debunked. The governor Kemp, now we're finding out that apparently he's been bought off by the Chinese a while ago. And there's claims now that the Secretary of State apparently got money from Dominion when they won the contract a year ago, for when they got like a $170 million contract to do election counting in Georgia. There's stuff coming out now that lobbyists paid him off. And so this whole thing they've been doing there, including the leadership in the State House and Senate House, their refusal to hold a special session to get to the bottom of what's happened there, has took in what was prior to that motivated constituents that were going to come out and vote, to angered constituents to now disillusion completely, and they're just saying that's the point of voting. You see what I'm saying?
I have to say though, if you look at Ballotpedia, you know how many people are running for these seats? There was like 7 or 8 people deep running for these seats, which is why no one got 50% of the vote, because there were so many people running for these seats. For both of them.
Right.
Unfortunately, there were more Democrats running than Republicans running for these seats. And unfortunately, in that first election, if you go back and look, if you add up all the divided among all their candidates, it added up to more votes than the Republicans had. So they definitely, it is scary when you look at that. When I looked at the numbers, I was like, gosh, do they even have a chance? Because they're going to have to change some of these Democrat votes. Essentially, is what they were going to have to do.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why, you know, they were pointing out how socialist these Democrats are. But you know what? The Democrats are all going for it. And you made another statement about that we need to get off of Twitter, Facebook, and all these other leftist platforms and go over to, like, Parler and Rumble. My question to you is that if we kind of, like, just go to these platforms and Harris Biden wins the White House, allowing the apps to exist like Apple and Google and tell them providers are going to remove it. We're going to come under such a communist role right now with the left.
I think we still need to fight, because let me tell you what, if we just run to other places, then we're condoning what they're doing, and it will never get fixed, right?
Right. Well, I'm not condoning what they're doing. I'm just being a realist about this. And let's just break this down, right? So if, let's say, had Trump won and the Republicans held on to the Senate, it would be a very different strategy. And then we'd be talking about Section 230 reform, where we would actually be in position to change what's going on and actually enforce freedom of speech on these platforms. But the reality is Trump's not going to get a second term, and the Democrats are going to take the Senate. So now that option's off the table.
So
it's a lost cause. If Trump had won, we would have a chance.
So,
but it, it,
So it's what, over. So what is?
He's saying if Trump doesn't win,
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. If Trump somehow managed to get a second term, then everything's back on the table. We can fight this back. But if Trump loses,
okay. So
it's
let's
game
say,
over.
Let me ask you this. So let's say the Democrats get what they want. They get the Senate, the House, and the presidency. What do you think is going to look like for conservatives? You think it's going to be okay? Because they're already talking about conservatives not holding a job. They're already talking about, you know, locking up conservatives.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said
it's over. I played the clip earlier where they're talking about attacking Trump supporters. So what does it look like for America? What does it look like for Trump supporters? Because there's not going to be a Pollard. There's not going to be a Rumble. They're going to remove those platforms because they don't want us to be able to go anywhere to communicate.
It's the law of nature, which is in nature, what do you see? You see animals have to adapt to a changing climate or they go extinct. So as human beings, we have to survive.
So basically you're saying we need to adapt to socialism? Is that what you're saying? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, I'm saying I could sit here and paint a sunshine and rainbow picture and sell you a dream that, we're going to turn this thing around, everything's going to be great, or we can be honest and be adults and be real about what's going on in this country.
Okay,
so
but
I get that.
But my question is, are you saying that we need to adapt to socialism?
He's saying that.
We're going to have no choice.
Well, I'm not saying we're choosing to.
I'm saying we're not going to have a choice. And I say that for two reasons. One is because of how this election played out. Two is because of how cowardly and weak Republicans have become. What I saw now, you got to remember, when this election went down, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was convinced the Republicans were going to stand up and fight this because this was the most obvious fraudulent election I've ever seen. It was a blind man could see what they did. It's obvious, right? But what I saw all across the country is Republicans backing down, caving in, like I said, what happened in Georgia. Same thing happened in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And that told me they're not fighters. I know Trump's a fighter.
Yeah.
I know Ted Cruz is a fighter, you know, but we don't have enough fighters. So because we don't have our side won't fight.
You said the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's my point.
So
I'm not saying these things like
I'm and get in line.
Exactly. That's my point. That's why I'm saying we're going to have no choice but to adapt to a socialist country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And my family came from a communist country, so I know how terrible it is. And believe me, I don't want this to happen because I got two young kids, and I don't want them to have to grow up in that situation. But we're gonna have to accept reality. We can't pretend.
I know reality. I don't disagree with you because if they are successful in instilling this, they're going to implement socialism on the way to communism. Probably it's going to pass the socialism because they're already doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already done it with the plandemic and with the long country to look like.
Well, also,
and I think, and I truly believe. Now, I mean, I want to believe that after it gets to the point to where it's just so bad, then we will see a physical change. Now,
maybe in 2024. We might have a window in 2024, you know, assuming either Trump or his son runs again. But
Let me say this. If they're successful, and if they're successful this time, there will not be a 2024 for us. There's no 2024.
Yeah, I agree.
I've heard so many people saying that Trump 2024 and. If this is not going to happen, if they are successful and they do not correct the issues this time, they need to correct it now. You can't say, okay, we'll correct it for next time. No, they need to correct it this time. And if they don't correct it this time, there's not going to be a 2024 for this country. It's going to be the socialist Democrats from the here until the end of history for this nation. 100%.
Yeah.
Right. They're not going to correct
it. Just like you mentioned earlier.
So we know they're not going to. They've already told us. They've essentially waved the white flag. So all we have left now is, can the Texas Attorney General and whatever states join with him win the case? If they don't win it, especially with what was supposed to be a conservative majority Supreme Court, if we don't win this, then, I mean, at that point, what's the point of even being involved in politics? Because then it's essentially saying the rules are so stacked against us that it's futile for us even to get involved. You know what I mean? We may as well just go ahead and arm up and just prepare to go to war because that's our only other option at this point, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some Let me tell you what, we didn't lose any seats in the House, but we did gain some in Congress. Let me tell you what, we got some strong people in Congress, and I'm really excited to see what they're going to do. But thanks for your call, sir. We appreciate
you. Yeah, thank you.
Have
guys.
A good evening.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care. I just don't think that for us to I refuse to give up. I refuse to give up. But, I mean, he's right. The reality of it, we are in this predicament. And I was calling it out before we even got to the election. That
yeah.
If we don't do our part as Americans, we're going to be in a bad situation.
And let me tell you what, you and I both have seen where, in a sense, I understand what he's saying when he says that a lot of Republicans will just get in line, right? We'll just be like, okay, this is the way it is. We accept it.
Yeah,
I got to go to work.
Weak in the knee, no backbone
right.
Republicans. Just say, you know what? We gave it our best shot. We're just going to put our head down and tuck our tail between our legs and walk away. And we'll try again next time. There's not going to be a next time.
Yeah.
I can't stand when people, you know, he didn't say it. The caller didn't say it. But I can't stand when I've seen other people talking about, we just need to work for Trump for 2024. These people don't understand.
No.
There's not going to be a 2024, people.
Right.
Because they're going to use the same software. The Democrats, just like in Venezuela, they're going to say, oh, wait a minute. We can use this and win from here on out. They're going to stack the courts. They're going to get rid of the Electoral College. And I have people call me and say, it goes against the U.S. Constitution. They can't do it. They're going to do away with the U.S. Constitution, people. You're not listening. People are not paying attention. We're going to – the greatest country in the world, if they get what they want, is about to crumble. Nothing. And that's exactly what they want. And all of it is being pushed by
– China.
100% because
– China.
Hates America and
– China.
Wants to take over this country.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't – you know, I got really excited with these lawsuits, and now, you know, these other states have come up with their, you know, rebuttal, their opposition. Man, it's crazy, Will.
And it's just going to get worse. So,
and we need to tell people don't give up.
Yeah, we can't give up. We can't,
you know, we gotta keep
because
it.
Soon as
America's
we give up,
it.
As
for
soon as
children,
we give up, communism wins. As soon as we give up, communism wins. And I refuse to give up to give it to communism. I refuse. I can't. The U.S. Constitution and communism can't coexist in the same country. They can't.
No.
And that's the reason why the Democrats want to do away with the U.S. Constitution. And anyone out there talking about it's going to be better, everything's going to go back to normal under Biden, have completely lost their mind.
Oh, I don't think even if Trump got back in, that would be back
no,
to normal.
No, it's not
going to
go
mean,
back. But they're going to. The Democrats are going to increase the one world order takeover. It's going to come. They're already talking about going back into the Players' Common Agreement. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Everybody, you got to wake up. Got to wake up. Call your Republican representative and tell them to get off their backside and do their job. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in with us. Thank you for talking with us. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you for sharing this. We'll be back next Thursday, God willing. My goodness, it's just a remarkable time. I will be in D.C. this weekend. I will be there Monday, the 14th, when it all goes down, when we find out what direction the country, well, possible direction the country is going to go in. Hopefully.
Yeah, Monday they're supposed to certify the vote.
Hopefully we'll see some dramatic change. But send me a text, 88202, and text Will. Okay? Thank you for everyone for tuning in. See you next Thursday. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, WILL, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.